CPS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hello and welcome to the championship edition of the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason. I'm currently drinking out of a large cup, Shear.
And we are...
Tell them where we are, Shelby.
We are recording this podcast in our car on the fourth level of the garage at U of A. We can't get out, and it's like an hour-ish and a half since the game ended, and there's still massive traffic. So we decided to record this for you.
Because Shelby and I are also, when we are done, going home, picking up the kids, and driving to San Diego.
We are.
For a bat mitzvah.
We are, but we're not burying the lead. Arizona football has defeated ASU football 38-35 today at Arizona Stadium in a territorial cup for the ages.
ASU, with the loss, I don't want to rub it in. I'm not one to rub it in, but this is their worst season in football school history.
Ever.
They have never lost 9 games in a season. Chris Cartman over with ASU put it in perspective. The 3-9 record is ASU's worst winning percentage in a football season since 1946. There have been no other 3 or worse seasons at ASU from 1947 to present, except for 1992. So,
dang, that's pretty brutal. Also, with this win, Arizona now moves into the series at the 50 game overall over ASU out of 96 games, I believe, that have been played of all time. So, there's a lot to celebrate. I mean, clearly the Arizona fans were happy because that was a pretty massive storming of the field.
I was on the field trying to get to the press room.
It took you forever.
It took me a little bit, and I ran into Dave Hickey, and he was watching them fans shake the post. He said, "How much is that going to cost you?" And he basically said, "I don't think they're going to be able to get it down, but if they do, sometimes it's worth it." So, he didn't really care that they were trying to rip down the post, and Arizona fans rushed the field, and anyone that has been around this program for the past few years or so, more, knows that the rushing of the field was absolutely deserved. It is a very, very good day in Tucson, and it was an unexpected day, not necessarily with the result, but how Arizona got there.
Yes, it was. It kind of went off of our predictions. You had quite a few predictions. And before we get into that, speaking of predictions, I just have to point out, and I pointed this out before, but when you sit next to Jason in the press box, he does this at home where he'll watch a football game and he knows what's going to happen before. And I always thought it was because he's reading the defense or the offense, which he is, but sometimes it's just creepy because he will literally say, "This will be an interception," with there's no reason to know that. And then it happens. So he definitely could have a side hustle as a fortune teller, I think, at this point. Because he did it like 3 times today.
Thanks, honey.
So I'm very proud of you.
What? Thanks, babe. What it was most surprising about this game is that Jetfish says that going into the game, they felt that they could run on ASU. And it was apparent from the first drive of the game that they could run on ASU. And there's running on a team, and then there's running on a team. And this really looked like a Rich Rodriguez offense, where it's like, we're running. At some point, you know we're running, and there's nothing you can do about it. Arizona got an absolutely ridiculous 10 yards a carry, a first down every time they ran the ball. Michael Wiley, as of now, he hasn't been awarded it. I assume he'll be the MVP of the game. 12 carries, 214 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jonah Coleman comes in, 6 carries, 48 yards, a touchdown. DJ Williams gets the big 8-yard touchdown. I mean, they just ran the ball at will. And ASU is normally not an aggressive defense. It was a little more aggressive at times today, but it's not an aggressive defense. But what they tried to do is sit back and confuse Jaden Delora, and he didn't play a great game. I mean, he did have 12. It's funny, I say he didn't have it, but he actually wound up getting 16 yards of completion. He had 12 passes, 23 attempts for 200 yards. But the thing with this offense was that ASU, it felt like at times, played the pass. And the run coverage, the run discipline for ASU was about as bad as I've seen. It honestly, I hate to say this, it looked like Arizona versus Cal.
Yeah.
But, in the sense where you got the ball to Wiley, he turned a corner, and that was that. There was no one within 20 yards of him. And, that 72-yard run, and he just... I don't know if this is his last game in an Arizona uniform. Technically, it could be. He wanted to walk with the guys that he came in, and he's graduated. He possibly has one more year left. But if this is his last game in an Arizona uniform...
What a game.
What a freaking game to go out with.
Great day for running backs.
Yeah, and on that note, not a great day for ASU's running back. Mm-hmm. So going into the game on the podcast, I mentioned three guys that scared me the most. One of them was not Borgay, but we'll get to that in a minute. X Valaday, I just call him X, literally one of the best running backs in the country in his career. It's not just an ASU, he's having a good year. His numbers in his career are very impressive. I think he's second in the league in yardage, only to Zach Charbonnet. 97 yards and 2 touchdowns, but he only averaged 4 yards a carry. It felt like Arizona made a choice where it was like, look, if Trenton Borgay is going to beat us, cool. We're going to have to live with that. But we're not having him beat us in the run game. And ASU only got 4.2 yards a carry. And there was the end around by Charles Hall. They got 17 yards. Tevin White had a big run. But, 4 yards a carry, 161 yards. The defense basically, I criticized the secondary. It wasn't good. But if you take a look at the defense, they contained the run. They had 8 tackles for loss. They forced 5 turnovers. I mean, hey, at the end of the day, they did their job.
They did. They saw that touchdown early on in the game from ASU. That was pretty awesome. Of course, we can't not mention Manu and his performance today.
Yeah, I mean, Jacob Manu, Jeff Fish was asked after the game, how'd you find Jacob Manu? And basically said that every time they would go see T-Mac or Noah Fafita, T-Mac would say, recruit Jacob Manu. Give him an offer. He'll come to Arizona, offer him. And then Jed kept on seeing him, and Jed, I guess, went to a game by himself one time, and Manu stood out, and Manu basically, and Fish basically said, I'm not even asking my defensive staff. I'm offering you right here when you come to Arizona.
Do you want to be a Wildcat?
Do you want to be a Wildcat? And this kid is ridiculous. Like, Greg Biggins said he liked the kid and played hard, and I said I liked the kid, and he played hard and all that. But for Manu to come in this early, and Jaden Delora said it, Jerry Roberts said it, Jalen Harris said it, Michael Wiley said it, that basically from the first time Manu practiced on scout, they knew that he was different because he was whooping up on the starting defense. This kid is a superstar.
He's like a beast.
I mean, it is unreal how good this kid is and the understanding he has as a freshman. They did say at the end of the game show, the last play, he hit Borgay, but they gave the fumble to Jalen Harris. I guess the pick. The tap, whatever it was, Jalen Harris got a hand on it. But it's just for Jacob Manu, you can't say enough of him. He's already a fan favorite. You voted him. We disagree, but I voted Wiley. You voted Jacob Manu. I know a few other people voted Jacob Manu to be MVP of the game. If he won it, I wouldn't really have an issue. But the fact that Arizona, arguably its best defensive player, is a freshman, Isaiah Taylor making that pick, young guy. I mean, the young guys on defense.
They stepped up.
They stepped up. And when you take a look at this defense, the fact that these guys are younger, and I know we're a broken record, but to come into the Territorial Cup and have some of your younger players play the best, that is really, really impressive.
It was awesome. I think I saw on Twitter someone said that Jacob Manu is the new Scooby.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, like, that superstar quality, like, the playmaker, the playbreaker, just, like, well, the kingmaker.
And it's also the fact that, like, no one recruited Scooby because of his size or whatever. No one recruited Manu because of his size. And sometimes there's guys that you just have to say to yourself, is he a football player? Is this guy make up for his size? Jacob Manu has always not had the size. But he was damn good at Servite against really good competition. And he's damn good at Arizona against really good competition. So maybe there's more to it than size. He is a football player.
Yep. It's true grit. I talk about true grit. I've said it many times on the podcast that I would always take a leader and someone who has true grit over someone who rests on their laurels and, you know, they just kind of coast. Because at some point, the work has to start. And that kid works hard.
And you know, ASU, I'm not going to give him too much credit, but Shelby, I told her I was pissed. The Arizona Republic basically took an article.
This is crappy.
And reframed it. I don't think you read the article, Shelby, because you don't read that paper. But it was an article from before the game.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
And then they put in the score and basically put in, like, Borgé lost.
Like, the headline was really shitty.
The headline was, like, Borgé costs ASU win. It was that kid.
Like, fails to shine.
I'm trying to find. Oh, yeah. A fails to shine in hometown spotlight. The kid went 37 of 49 for 3 touchdowns and 376 yards. Now, I will say that he's more of a game manager than I think his numbers present. And the way you know that is because ASU had a stupid amount of first downs. 41 first downs. I don't think I've even heard of that much. But only 6 yards per play. And he got 10 yards per completion. But the thing with him is, like, they didn't lose the game because of him. Yeah, he had the 2 interceptions. But he played his butt off. They lost the game because that defense is horrific. And Arizona really, in reality, took away their best weapon. You know, we talked about how in the podcast I warned people Jalen Connors is a freak.
He is.
Whoever the next coach is better find a way to pay that kid because that kid's going to have offers. I mean, remember, he was supposed to go to Oklahoma. That kid is an absolute freak. 10 catches for 76 yards. But again, even there, like, he had the big catch down Arizona's one. He got the touchdown. But that's only an average of 7 yards a catch, which isn't great. Gio Sanders, 8 for 120. Elijah Badger was the other guy I pointed out, 8 for 92 and a score. But, you know, they really validate only had 3 catches for 17 yards, only 7 yards after the catch. He only had 114 total yards. And it's when your best player isn't able to succeed as much as you need him, that this is what you get. And Arizona's defense is weird because against UCLA, it wasn't great, but it stepped up when it needed to. And against ASU, it wasn't great, but it stepped up when it needed to.
Big moments.
And in the big moments, you know, look, we can debate Johnny Nansen. I'm not going to sit here and tell you Arizona's defense is awesome. But I am going to say that it's opportunistic because when the going gets tough and people are saying, and I was in the press box, like, they're not going to stop them. Like, I just don't think they're going to stop them. They stop them. And they've had multiple games this season where they've been doubted and they've had multiple games where they've played like crap. But you look at when the turnaround kind of started and, you know, it kind of started when they played the young guys. But, you know, you take a look, ASU had 87 plays.
Yeah.
87 plays. Arizona only ran 51. That's a, you want explosive. Arizona won, ran 51 plays, averaged basically a first down per play, only had the ball for 22 minutes. I'm telling you, it was like a Rich Rodriguez.
I was just saying, it was a Rich Rodriguez fast score and then give the ball back to the other team, and then the defense had to like struggle and be out on the field. It was odd at times.
But at the end of the day, the defense is what won the game.
They did.
And then, you know, Dorian Singer, he was ejected from last year's game. Good to see him get 91 yards. Wiley, we didn't even talk about it. Wiley had 3 catches for 51 yards. So he finishes with, I'm really bad at math, 255 yards, 265 yards. My God, I did this. I'm doing this all on the top of my dome in a parking lot, Shelby.
In a car.
In a car, naked.
And we're starving.
You think anyone got the naked part? Probably not. Shelby was climbing the goalposts.
Nope.
At one point, she kicked down every bathroom stall.
I didn't do that.
She fought at least 3 ASU fans. And no, she's here.
But I did remind several people that Xvalide is, yes, he's local. We can say Tucson, but...
Borgay.
Oh, Borgay is the Marana kid.
Yes. Shelby would like to make a public service announcement. Go, Shelby.
Marana is not Tucson, guys. And if someone's from Marana, they should get the credit, even if they play for the team up north. Thank you.
So we are going to dive into off-season stuff and all that, but I'm going to be honest. It's a bong weekend. Arizona won Maui. Arizona won the Territorial Cup. It is...
Oh, Sparky and Wilbur got into a fisticuffs.
Yo, Wilbur got pieced up.
Dude, Wilbur... You know, it was kind of crappy, too, because Sparky kept hitting.
I think Wilbur was thinking that it was fake, but Sparky got a little carried away, and before you knew it, he got pieced up, so it was pretty ugly for Wilbur. Also, the number one team in the country, North Carolina basketball, went down today. It's just a good day.
Good day after Thanksgiving.
As Ice Cube once said, Shelby, today was a good day. Didn't even have to use Shelby's AK. Okay?
Which is my foot kicking a door down.
Right. So, with all that being said, our last regular season football podcast.
But we ended on a high note.
Shelby, favorite football moment this year? It's pretty obvious. Right now.
Besides us winning the Territorial Cup.
That's the moment.
Yes.
That is the moment.
I was prescribed to this. My dad has instilled this in me that Arizona could have a really bad season, and there's been a lot of them. But as long as they win the Territorial Cup, and you can go into the off season with your head held high because you beat your rival, that is a good season.
I can't imagine going into another offseason with the Territorial Cup loss and the message board. I'm just going to be honest. I love all of you, but I don't think I'm ready to handle it. So the fact that Arizona won, and look, college football, the portal's opening in a week and a half. Like, it is a much different ballgame now with coaching staffs and all that. Who knows what's going on? What I do know, Shelby, is that this episode was brought to you by Homefield Apparel. 20% off Black Friday deal ending in a few days. Black Friday, one word, all caps. And of course, more importantly, most importantly, the most important in the world, Wildcat Authority is 75% off an annual subscription. If you don't back the A now, when will you back the A? And there's no better way, my voice is going, to back the A than to join up to Wildcat Authority. You know what I'm saying?
So we have completed our first season, full season of podcasts for Arizona football.
And we're still together.
We're still together. We still like each other. We have a lot coming for basketball, obviously, women's and men's basketball. And we are just so happy to have met and talked with all of you who've come up to us the last few months. And thank you so much for listening to us for our football podcasts. I love football. You know, it's a basketball town, but there's just something about a full football game. And we definitely love
winning
with all of you, Arizona fans. Thank you so much. You can always follow us on Twitter at Jason Shear, at Ms. Shelby K. Instagram, we have a new Instagram at Wildcat Authority for the official Instagram. But you could probably find us on Instagram for our personal accounts if you really look hard. So on that note,
bear down.
Bear down.
Back to A. Beat ASU. Shelby, do you think it'll bother Sean Aguano that in his one season as a college football head coach and a Arizona high school coach, he lost to U of A?
I hope it bothers him forever.
Oh my gosh.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.